super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake, mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Tonight, on the road to the WSU Big Anniversary Show, we are joined by none other than Jessica Havoc. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thank you very much.
So, what got you involved in wrestling to begin with?
Well, I've been watching wrestling since I was probably 9 years old. And I think that one thing that I really liked a lot about it was the storylines that went into it, how, you know, it kind of caught your interest. And I was watching around the time Stone Cold Steve Austin was feuding with The Rock and then Triple H. And, those were like three of my, you know, favorite people to watch because they were so charismatic and everything. So anyway, I was about 9 years old and I started watching. And I watched for years, me and my little brothers. We'd get a bunch of kids together in the neighborhood and backyard wrestle, if you will.
Yeah, right.
We didn't know any better. You know, we're 9, 10 years old, you know, trying to give each other the Stone Cold Stunner and, you know, not knowing what the hell we were doing. But and around the time I was 16 years old, I told my mom, I was like, you know what, I think I want to do this. You know, I want to be a professional wrestler. And she was like, what? So I had just turned 17 when we found the school in my area called the Stomping Grounds. And it was ran by Shasta. And that's his work name. His real name is Kevin. But we got in contact with him, and he ran a company called MCW, which was Main Event Championship Wrestling. And I actually followed MCW around since I was like 14 years old. You know, I went to all their local shows and everything, and, you know, I had my favorite, you know, indie guys that I liked to go watch, and I started training with him when I was about 17, and I trained for a year before I got to wrestle my first match, which was against a guy. But that's kind of how I got into it. And I wrestled mainly guys for probably my first year.